Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, Facebook's fake accounts, ghost guns get blocked, and the NBA bets on a new deal. Oh, and Beyonce. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, August 1st. You ready? Let's do this. Facebook says it found and took down fake accounts trying to interfere in the midterm elections this November. Facebook is not saying it was for sure Russia this time, that there's not enough evidence to know who's really behind it, and the investigation is still going on. But reports say the tools and methods were the same as the ones used when Russia allegedly interfered in the election back in 2016. Facebook says so far, it's taken down 32 pages and accounts involved with this from both Facebook and Instagram. The fake accounts were apparently pushing divisive political issues. Some even spent money to run ads on the social sites. Facebook does say some new ads policies, though, have stopped them from running more ads. A federal judge is saying not so fast about the whole 3D printed gun thing. It was about to be legal at 12:01 a.m. this morning for a Texas guy and his company, Defense Distribution, to post online exactly how to make 3D printed guns, to basically put the blueprints on its website. But the AP reports the judge in Seattle blocked those plans, at least for now, just hours before the midnight deadline. Remember, the Trump administration settled a lawsuit with this company, and part of that meant saying A-OK to the gun directions going public. But then a bunch of states sued this week, saying the mostly hard plastic 3D printed guns can't be traced, aren't caught by metal detectors, and can be made by anyone, mentally stable or not. Despite the settlement, a White House spokesman is saying it supports the current law, meaning having undetectable plastic guns is already illegal and has been for years. Critics, though, say this law is weak and there are too many loopholes. They're working to make the temporary block on so-called ghost guns more permanent. More tariffs could be coming. Bloomberg is reporting President Trump is considering tariffs on another $200 billion of Chinese imports. That's more than double the original plan and is meant to get China back to the negotiating table. Apparently, it's been nearly 2 months now since the last serious trade talks with China. So why do these tariffs matter? Well, for one, we've been hearing more from companies lately about the effects on prices. MarketWatch says you, the consumer, may be paying more now for some products, from RVs to soda. That's because of tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the U.S. from overseas. But President Trump has said in the past, be patient. He says the tariffs are in place for a reason and will benefit later. Others are not on board. Even big-time Republican donors, the Koch brothers, they recently made it clear they don't really like this trade policy. Fox News reports President Trump called their comments a total joke. Apple CEO Tim Cook also weighed in on this. Business Insider quotes him saying the tariffs have not hurt Apple yet, but it could mean higher prices on products down the line. Stay tuned. Speaking of Tim Cook from Apple, it seems his company is doing better than ever. It's getting closer to becoming the first trillion-dollar company. Reuters reports sales from the iPhone X and the App Store have helped push the latest earnings report over projections by about $1 billion. All right, some other things people may be talking about today. For the first time, a pro-U.S. sports league has taken on an official gaming partner, as in gambling. Before we talk about this one, you have to remember the U.S. Supreme Court gave the thumbs up to sports gambling back in May. It basically means states are now free to legalize sports betting, and not just Nevada. So far, Yahoo Sports reports Delaware, New Jersey, and Mississippi have jumped on board, and more states are expected to follow. And because of that, ESPN says the NBA signed a deal with MGM Resorts, meaning MGM is now the official gaming partner of the NBA and WNBA. It means MGM casinos can use the official league and team logos and data. Experts say the deal is likely 3 years for at least $25 million. Chipotle is having a rough week. First, CNBC says there are new reports of foodborne illnesses at a restaurant in Ohio. It even briefly closed down because of a bunch of customers saying they got sick. And shares dropped more than 7%. You'll remember this is not the first time Chipotle has dealt with food safety issues, but the company stressed this is just one restaurant in Ohio. But more not-so-great news coverage for Chipotle this week. It started with a fun promotion for free guacamole when you use the mobile app or website to order yesterday. It was in honor of National Avocado Day. The only problem was the app crashed. Business Insider reports customers complained online that they were trying to order the free guac, but it was not working. Better luck next year. Electric scooters seem to be everywhere lately, and now Harley-Davidson may be getting in on the action. TechCrunch reports the company announced two-wheeled electric vehicles in the near future, which could include e-scooters and e-bikes. Expect to see those available by 2022. And that's in addition to electric motorcycles expected to come out in about a year. Rumor is Beyoncé will be on the cover of Vogue magazine for the September issue, and the Huffington Post is reporting she's been given unprecedented creative control over the issue. But here's the historic thing about it. Refinery29 reports she's getting Tyler Mitchell to shoot the cover, and if true, that'll be the first time in Vogue's history that a black photographer shot a cover. Vogue has been around for 126 years. And that's it. You are all caught up for today. A big thank you to all of those who have left reviews or voice messages sharing why you love the Newsworthy. Here is part of one message from Julia.
I just wanted to call and let you know how much I love the Newsworthy. It's such a great way to get informed on my way to work or while I'm doing my makeup in the morning.
Thank you so much for that, Julia. And if you want to leave a message or ask a question for an interview segment, you can do that by calling 812-785-NEWS. That's 812-785-NEWS. And of course, you can always read more about any of the stories we talked about today by going to thenewsworthy.com, clicking episodes, and then looking for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time. So we'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.